I recorded how my sisters sound when they fight, but I won't delete it until they're nice to each other again.
And isn't it great that God can delete all the bad things we've done? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening today. As always, my name is Zach. So, you know that little icon of a garbage can that you see on your phone or tablet sometimes, or maybe even on mom or dad's computer? That's how you delete documents, photos, and recordings. You just sort of drag them into that little trash can. But did you know that God can delete all your bad stuff too? All you have to do is repent, which means you say you're sorry and do your best not to sin or do bad things anymore. Acts 3:19 says, "Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away." Our story today is called Deleted Sin. "Give me my red sweater, you jerk," shouted Bryn as she chased her twin sister down the stairs. "You're always taking my things." "This isn't yours, dummy, it's mine," replied Savannah. "Yours is in the wash." She ran around the kitchen table, holding the sweater tightly. Their brother Reese grinned at them. "You want to hear what you sound like?" He pushed a button on his phone, and a moment later, the twins heard their own voices yelling at each other. "Isn't technology great?" said Reese. "Wait till Mom hears this." "Oh, come on, Reese. Don't play that for Mom," said Bryn. But it was too late. Their mom came to see what all the commotion was about, and Reese pressed play. "Mom, make Reese delete that," Savannah pleaded. "You don't like to hear it, do you?" said Mom. "Well, neither do we." "Tell you what," said Reese. "If you'll say nice things to each other for the next few minutes, I'll delete it. So, come on, who will be the first to say something nice?" The girls scowled, but they did as their brother told them. Soon they were all laughing as the twins tried to outdo each other in saying nice things, complimenting everything from their nail polish to their piano playing. "Okay, okay," said Reese. "You kept your side of the bargain. I'll delete it." "You know, girls," said Mom, "Reese deleted your mean, angry words from his phone, but don't forget that God has already heard them. He hears every word we say. He even knows our thoughts." "Yeah," said Reese, "and you can't erase that, can you?" "Actually, the Bible says that when God forgives us for the wrong things we've done, it's like our sins have been deleted," said Mom. "Jesus took the punishment for our sins so that they could be erased. Because of Jesus, we can be honest with God about the wrong things we've done. He already knows about them and has already forgiven us." Mom looked at the girls. "And we can tell those we've wronged that we're sorry too and trust God to help us treat others with love and kindness." Both girls turned toward each other. "I'm sorry," they said. A smile crept across Bryn's face. "Maybe Reese should record this instead." "Way ahead of you," Reese exclaimed, holding up his phone. So how about you? Would you like a wrong thing you've said or done to be erased? Do you want God to forgive your mistake and never think of them again? Confess your sin to God and trust in the work of Jesus on the cross. Because Jesus died for your sins, God will always forgive and delete every wrong in your life. Trust Him to erase your sin and help you replace hurtful words and actions with kind ones. Our key verse is Acts 3:19.
"Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away."
And our key thought for today, let Jesus erase your sin. I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. When your family donates any amount to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins for your backpack just in time to go back to school. Donate now when you go to wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.